Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, I've been doing some testing and I found out that Windows is a lot slower than Linux. If you want to find out more, please let me explain. So the context of this is that Apple have decided to no longer use Intel x86-64 processors in their Macs, and they're going to use their own processors developed in-house using an ARM instruction set based CPU. Apple Silicon seems to be the term that they are using. Now, with that happening, I wanted to create a benchmark that I knew would work across many, many platforms, natively compiled without any kind of emulation, so that when the new Macs come out, I can actually run this program, this suite of programs, and gauge the performance of the new Macs. Now, to do that, I set about writing a suite of programs, which we'll talk more about in a second, using C and C++, so they're pretty much universally able to compile across multiple operating systems. So the idea was to support Windows, was to support Mac OS, was to support Linux, and then to support them where possible on Intel 32-bit and 64-bit, x86 32-bit and 64-bit, so including AMD, and then also on ARM. So that would mean, for example, Mac OS on x86-64 and Mac OS on ARM, Windows on x86-32-bit and x86-64-bit, and Windows on ARM, like for example on the Surface Pro X, and then also on Linux and for the Raspberry Pi and for Intel. So basically try to get it to work across all the different combinations of operating system and system architecture. So I started doing that. I found some toolkits that I want to use, and I'm obviously using C, C++, pretty universal. And then I started to make the programs. And then this is the first version I made for Windows using the system, and then sort of verifying it along the way on Linux to see how things were going. And I've got some results, which I'll show you now. So these really are just kind of some different processors that I was able to get the hold of. So for example, we've got a Ryzen 5 there. We've got an Intel iCore 7. We've got an Intel iCore 7, 7th generation, Intel iCore 7, 10th generation. And the test result is in seconds. So you can see the Ryzen 5 is 155 seconds there. So that was the slowest of the three. And then the two i7s come in at different times. And you can see that there is a difference in performance between the different processors. Now, obviously, in PC land, there is just so many different processors that can be tested, not only in just a current product range. So Intel have got the i3, the i5, the i7, the i9, and then all that kind of stuff. But then also historically, so the first generation, the second generation, the third generation, all the way, 10th generation, you know, whatever. So there's a, and then AMD have got their own ones as well. So there's a huge number of processors that could be tested. And then each of those have got, you know, kind of their low power version and their unlocked version. And, you know, an Intel's naming scheme is a nightmare. In fact, I've got a whole video about that on this channel to try to understand how they name all these processors. So obviously this is just a very, very tiny, tiny example, but it does shows how the test suite works. And the idea is, it's like Speedtest G for mobile. There is a program that launches other programs and they do things like, you know, ray tracing, and there's some emulation stuff going on, and there's sorting and the prime numbers and all these kind of different tasks, blurring of images, all these different tasks that can happen. And then once they all run one after the other, the total time it took for them to run is the score. So there's no indexes, there's no refactoring it according to this. It's just a time score. So the faster the processor, the quicker it will do it. So having got the Windows version up and running, I thought, well, I've got this PC here. I could reboot this into Linux now and run exactly the same code, compile it and run it. And in a good world, ignore, there would be some differences, I thought, you know, 5%, 10% differences, maybe because of some, you know, compilers, libraries, whatever. But hopefully this is going to be the same code. We're going to see similar numbers. So that's what I did. I recompiled for Linux on the same hardware. I ran the tests and these are the results I got. So the orange bar is the time taken to run the program in Windows, and the yellow bar is the time taken to run it in Linux. And I've got two systems here. One's an AMD Ryzen 5. One's a much, much older Intel Q9300. But in both cases, you can see that the Linux run times are significantly less. In fact, for the Ryzen 5, that it's almost exactly half the time of the Windows runtime. So that number surprised me. And hence the subject of this video, because here we're seeing that running the same code, C, C++ code with a kind of, you know, a cross-platform UI framework is actually running twice as fast under Linux. Now, of course, that alarmed me, because when you talk about benchmarking, you want to benchmark the processor from one machine to another operating system to change the architecture. You want these numbers to have some kind of uniformity to them, that you, following the pattern you'd expect. So this was quite alarming. So I had to do some further thinking. So obviously the first thing is, you know, is optimization turned on? Is debugging turned off? You know, all these kind of things. And yes, they're all correct. As I spent some time looking at it, and they are all correct. I also made sure there was no things that maybe could get optimized out by one compiler or on one operating system. And as far as I can see, these are consistent results. Now, what's interesting is, of course, is that the difference is that on Linux, you're using the GNU compiler suite, so GCC, G++, and on Windows, we're using Microsoft Visual Studio. So the next thing I did was I took one of those programs, as an example program, out of the suite, and I removed all the UI stuff, turned it into just a command line program, so there could be no arguments about, you know, that the UI is slow or whatever like that, just a command line, printed out a few lines of information, but most of the work is not related to what comes out. It's just the work the CPU is doing. And then I compiled it with Microsoft Visual Studio, and then again with GCC on Linux. And I also got GCC for Windows to compile it. So I've now got three versions, two on Windows, one on Linux, two different compilers. And these are the results I got. And so the orange bar at the top, again, is the Microsoft C++ on Windows. And then the other two are GCC on Linux and GCC on Windows. So we can see that there is a huge difference between Microsoft C compiler and the GCC compiler suite. So what does that tell me? Well, it tells me, first of all, that there is a problem in terms of optimization for Microsoft's compiler. It also tells me that there is a whole bunch of developers out there developing using Visual Studio, and they've turned on optimization, and they've, you know, they've done all the normal things, and actually those programs are going to be running much slower than they would be if they were compiled by a different compiler. So in that sense, in its default setup, Windows programs compiled under Visual Studio will be much slower than programs compiled under GCC on Linux, or in fact, it turns out, under Windows itself. Now, obviously, this isn't the end of the story. There's many, many more things that I can look into. For example, Intel have a compiler that works on Linux and Mac OS and on Windows, so I need to look into that. Of course, I want this all to run on the Mac as well, and that is a whole separate video. So for that video, I'm going to be talking about how I've got this running on the Mac, get some numbers out for some different Macs that we can talk about, and then again, check the different compilers, Apple's compiler inside of Xcode, maybe GCC. Let's see what we can get available. And then when the ARM version of the Macs come out, to know what we've got on the Intel world as we move over into the ARM ecosystem. So basically, there's going to be a couple of more videos about SpeedTestG PC. That's the PC version of SpeedTestG, how it works, the problems I found while developing it, the results I'm seeing while using it, and we're going to talk about the Mac, as I said. Also, I want to do a video about the Surface Pro X and its performance. Of course, that's got the SQ1 processor from Microsoft based on the Qualcomm Snapdragon processor in that laptop, running Windows, of course. So that will be a separate video as well. And I'll basically keep you updated either in videos in here or on the community tab inside of YouTube, maybe on Twitter, to tell you how things are progressing. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like this kind of stuff, if this kind of stuff interests you, then why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.